Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
David, when you're looking at Billy Elliot, it's been so hugely successful. What do you think is the quintessential thing about this story that touches people so deeply?
I think it's about the journey of hope. I think it's about, we all like to believe that we live in a world where if you have abilities and talents and desire and you're willing to work really hard to achieve your goals, and hopefully if you have the support of your community, that you can go through life and you can make your dreams come true. And Billy overcomes really insurmountable odds to break out of the expectations and knowledge base of where he grew up, to become this amazingly successful, well, eventually successful ballet dancer. Little boys from northern mining towns in Britain just don't do that. And if Billy can do it, then I think the whole audience comes along for the ride, and they feel that they can make dreams in their life or dreams of loved ones in their life come true also. So I think that's appealing to everyone.
Yeah, it's interesting because adults, I mean, if it's the story of a little boy, but even adults, it brings their dreams back alive, I think.
Absolutely. And also, I think the other inspiring thing about the show is it shows when a community gets behind somebody with talent. Because you look at those miners, their entire way of life is being destroyed and taken away from them by the government. Yet they all pull together, raise as much money as they possibly can in the direst of circumstances and get behind this little kid so he can go down to London and get his audition. That shows the strength and the power of the human spirit and what people can do when they really collectively gather and try to make things happen.
Fantastic. I was very touched by your story about how Elton reacted when he first saw the show. Well, why was it such an emotional thing for him?
It was very emotional because the story of Billy so closely paralleled his own life journey, and his father never got what he did. His father never approved, even after he became hugely successful, changed his name and became Elton John. And I think every boy in some aspect of their life wants their parents' approval. I think it's a very important defining part of our journey as adults and as human beings. And when he saw Billy, the fact that Billy's father did support him and did get, the penny dropped for Billy's dad, that wonderful eureka moment when he sees him dance in the film and on stage with the musical, Elton's dad never got that. And that was this part of the storytelling that just reduces him to tears every time, because he just wishes his dad had done that for him.
Yeah, wow, it's powerful. Very touching. I mean,
really,
it's touching for someone just generally to add that onto it. Wow.
Yeah, really. And also just the background that Billy came from was very similar to his own. The Britishness of it, the reticence, the sort of reluctance to express emotions, that was very much part of Britain, when he grew up, and Britain at the time when Billy was told, and still so to a certain extent today. All of that's very relatable for him.
So will you guys be spending a lot more time in Toronto now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm here producing Romeo and Juliet. We're going to be animating that up until next August. And then my family are all still here, my brothers, my mom and dad, and my brother's kids. And now we've got Billy setting up for next February. So I'm, I don't need an excuse to come back, but when I get them, I'm really happy because it means I can come back more.
That's great. Well, enjoy your time here. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you
very
much.
David.
Thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.